Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Hear me if you could see me. I need to know these things before we get started. Okay, audio's good, visual's good. I don't know what happened up there, but I'm glad I don't need it tonight. Whatever. So let me show my people some love real quick. What up, Rock? What up, Doc? Baby, I'm about to bring you in a second. Few things that I need to say first before we get started. First of all, today, honey, hold on. Let me get right. Today is the tap in. Let me put this on the screen just so we can feel like we're doing something big. Today is the tap in. Today is the day that we dig into our bag and we talk about whatever comes out the bag. What I do with the bag? Okay, I got it. Doc had a genius idea and I thought it was amazing. So our bag is full again, not completely full, but full again. So we're going to dig into our bag. I'm going to keep working on it. And then after we get past that, then we're going to dive into this final exam that I am totally afraid of, even though I picked the year, which is 1997, but whatever. All right. But, we're going to get in there. I got to break my bitches out. I'm sorry. I got to break my Harleys out. They in prison. They've been in prison for a couple of weeks and I feel some kind of way about it, but we're going to talk about that too. Some things I need to say before we get started. Join the conversation. I know it says drop the link, but I'm not dropping the link. So, you know, in advance. So then we don't have to have this discussion. Some of y'all are weirdos online. We're going to talk about some people eventually. This is why I won't drop the link. But you can call in the numbers 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. And you can drop, you can call in, you could text. If you call in, you'll be live on air. If you text, then I will be reading your text message live on air. And if you drop a comment, I'm going to put it on the screen, and then I'm going to read it out loud. But you, I'm not dropping the link. Some of y'all last night told me that some of y'all are weirdos. And so I will not. If you would like to join the conversation, you can. And I mean, if you want to talk to me about business, you want to talk to me about coming on the show, you just want to say hi, you got some gab you want to spread my way so I can spread it to everybody else, please. Please feel free to hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription we could get. For sure, we need them. Just know that. I like the like more than I like anything else because the like lets them know that we are here. And we're not going nowhere, and that we will be here forever, in the immortal words of my DJ, Rue Casey. But it also gives me an opportunity to say hi to y'all, too. So just hit that like button so I can say hi. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com and www.ambitiouslyent.com. And that's that. We are not getting to any commercials today. I'm about to bring Doc in. Hold up. I got to make sure everything is situated and ready to go. The numbers scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Doc, baby. Hot. Wait. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Doc, baby. Hey. Listen. Are we ready? I don't know why I can't hear you. Give me a second. Let me fix this. I don't like that I can't hear you. Hold on one second. One second. One second.
It was me.
Oh, it's you. Because I was like, is it me? What's happening? I don't like it.
I had it on mute to make sure I could hear the audio before I said audio. Everything was good. But
oh, all right. Listen, I wanted to tell you before we get started how amazing you are, because you was vetting just last night. You was. And on top of that, after we did after the show last night, I got off or whatever. I didn't do it till this morning, but this morning I vetted him my motherfucking self. Mm-hmm. And we all know who Kendra G is, right?
Yes.
He was on her show playing with her. You're not getting ready to play with Kendra G. She way bigger than this platform is right now. So if you playing with her, that kind of make me feel, I don't know. You play with her, you playing with me.
Whatever. It was interesting because the socials was blocked, and I'm like, well, he has a YouTube page.
Right. On,
but it was kind of weird, so I'm like, this just doesn't seem right. And it had no history to it.
You got to watch the Kendra G episode. Well, somebody did some intel about what he did on Kendra G, but then I actually watched the episode where he was on Kendra G.
Oh, okay.
And it was crazy. And then I watched, then I went and watched some other things, and he's been on a couple of other YouTubers situations too. So I was vetting too, but I was proud of you last night. Thank you, my Brazilian man. No, that's not Brazilian. Inside joke, y'all will never get it. But yeah, today is the tap in. New bag alert. We have switched it over. We don't ever get a sister. We're going back to those things that we talk about. And even in this, we'll probably get into some of those things. It's kind of hard to not mesh the things that happened in the 80s and 90s into the music and the movie industry because they were big in our culture.
And at that time, a lot of the movies were original, unlike nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, we're going to start with Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper's head. The Pusha jacket.
Oh, the Pusha jackets. Okay. I've never seen one in real life, but I've known the big, I think they were probably leather with the block color for the sleeves and green and yellow. And
yeah. Black. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they was pushing.
Yeah. Pushing real good. So did you push have one of
and the leather jackets, and then they had the little, what are they called? They wasn't bike. Do you know the little legging things? What they would call something different back then, though.
Spandex.
They had the red like leggings. What you said?
Spandex.
No, because they was pants. They wasn't biking shorts. They were the pants that went with the jacket. It was a long. They had two things on. Trust me.
Yeah, like the leotard thing, I think.
Yeah, it was like kind of like leotards, but they had the long. They had biking shorts on, but then they had the outfits with the long legging type of. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is, them jackets with everything. Mama say, Mama Simon Michael Sire.
All right.
I wanted one of those.
Have one of the jackets.
I wanted one of those jackets really, okay. Really bad. But I was really young. And I had the parents that I had, so okay. I couldn't get everything that I wanted, but I wanted one of those jackets so bad.
Okay. But yeah.
And I wanted the haircut, because we got to bring that into play. They had the little
the asymmetrical hairstyle.
Yeah.
The blind, or
with the blind, little baby hats on. Man, you couldn't tell me. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of that group bad. Real bad. Like, real bad. I couldn't be Spinderella. I couldn't be Salt or Pepper, but I was trying to figure out what my name was going to be.
Wait. Well, Spinderella, her name really didn't match
the Salt. It was two Spinderellas, by the way. Nobody talks about that. It was the one that everybody knows, but it was one before her.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, this is what I be talking about on the tap, and sometimes I be telling people business, and I definitely don't mean to tell people's business. It doesn't happen intentionally. It just happens, but it was two Spinderellas. It was the first one that they originally had. She left the group, and then they had to find her replacement. And then they brought in the one that everybody knows.
Knows the actual, she DJ for real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The one that they didn't want to pack.
I remember something about that story, though. And that's kind of why they kind of had this kind of falling out in this.
Exactly. Because she was like, nigga, I'm in. She said, I'm in the one a mighty good man. I'm in that video. I'm in all the videos. And y'all niggas don't want to pay me?
That's crazy. Yeah, you got to get paid for your work. You pay for your work.
Especially so how did you feel about these jackets?
Like I said, as soon as you said Salt and Pepper jackets, I knew exactly what you were talking about. I never seen one in real life. I didn't know nobody that had one. So, I mean, if I see it to this day, I'm like, oh, that's from the Salt and Pepper Pusher video. But yeah, I never seen nobody with it. I remember when people was doing the 8-ball jackets and the starter jackets.
Yeah. We talked about those a couple times on this show.
Yeah. But yeah, those, the Salt and Pepper jackets, I'll recognize it if I see it, but I can't say anything other than knowing what it looks like really stick out to me. I don't think my sister was way younger than me, so I know they didn't even know about it, but.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them in real life, but then again, I live up here.
So yeah, it's more prone to wearing a leather jacket up there.
And down there in Georgia, there's, you know, things. I even say with Baltimore, and when it comes to Baltimore, Philly, and New York, we get things a little bit slower down here, but we get things a lot faster.
Yeah.
Than a lot of other
people. Style and culture, especially, I mean, if you're involved in hip-hop, the style and culture, and especially in that
time, what it is.
From that area.
Yeah. So.
Nothing we was bringing to the table at that time overall from down here.
Yeah. But, you know, I live on a Mason-Dixon line, so I got some of everything. I'm so blessed. I'm sorry.
Lucky you.
But the reason why I pulled, because you notice I was pulling the fellas down real quick. Mm-hmm. Because the next thing I'm about to bring up, one of the members of this group, he didn't steal my 36 chambers, by the way. I was fighting it. He was not stealing my vinyl. But one of the members of this iconic group popularized the shoe, and they are called Wallabies.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of them?
Yes, never wore them either, because a lot of that stuff is so up north to us. It's like I've seen it, I remember in the videos, get all the colors and everything. They look like almost, if I recall, they look like moccasins with a little ridge.
There we go.
Yeah,
There we go. Wallabies. They was
figure out what that meant when I'm listening to the woo and stuff like what the hell's a wallaby?
Some shoes, my ninja, some shoes.
No, but you can understand it through context clues, but just like you got to think too, like right now everything is so mixed up that slang is just slang now, but then slang was very regional. So
right.
If you come out, I'm rocking my wallabies in all different colors or something, I'm like, what's a wallaby?
They was big up here. Hold on. Okay. I meant to pull out one, but I pulled out two, so we going to serve on them. They was big. Again, I try to explain to y'all all the time. I'm from Baltimore, but I have a baby father who's from New York. You know what I'm saying? So it was things that I don't want to say I was attracted to, but I knew about. Mm-hmm. Just by my connections, you feel me? So they was big. They was big. But we gonna move past the wallabies. They ain't for everybody. They wasn't for everybody.
I would say the equivalent shoe that I would say they probably wore down here is Eastlands. You remember Eastlands?
No, we didn't. That wasn't one thing up here.
It was a leather shoe that looked extremely much like wallabies, very that moccasin style. But yeah, people that used to wear those down here. They was more considered like the prep boys, the pretty boys, the ones that always, you know, wore button downs and the slacks and stuff like that. And that was like right. Style. If I could put a comparison to somebody, like Young Dro, you know how Young Dro dressed?
Yeah.
That style of dress is what somebody who would wear Eastlands, which are in my equivalent to wallabies.
Okay. Well, I don't want to stick on wallabies too long because, like I said, they're not for everybody. But I do want to go to a TV show. You ready?
Yes.
Different strokes we take. What do you talk about, Willis?
Different Strokes. That was a weird show because I was like, why did you put up these black kids, this white family? Why are they going to do them like that? And then they still had to go through, like, quote-unquote black issues. I didn't have to translate things that they didn't or didn't understand about being on that line between dealing with, you know, white culture and then also having the black culture. Episodes I remember the episode with the girl with epilepsy.
Because
they were making all the jokes and stuff.
Right.
That kind of got me into the whole medical side of things. But I remember that episode. And then I think it was the one where the daughter, she did drugs or something. I think that's another episode that kind of
which was so realistic because she really wound up being a junkie in real life.
Yeah, yeah. Child stars, mess you up.
Mm-hmm. So Willis too. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is this, and I'm going to say why it's relatable in today's time, because how many clear people adopt melanin children?
A lot.
And it's been happening. So that was realistic.
I'm not even gonna
bring them up because they're in the bag too, but how many clear people adopted melanated children?
No, I'm saying a lot, but that's why I was weak because I'm like, I don't think that would naturally or at the time, and that's the thing, we were still talking about the time frame too. At that time, that would have been the most abnormal thing to me. It wouldn't have made sense. I can see if it was more like where you get sent from up north to down south, or you get sent from out west to the east coast or something like that. But the whole cultural thing of y'all.
Well, I'm going to tell you what that's called in New York. It's called fresh air camp.
Fresh what?
Fresh air camp. Where parents of melanated children or parents of Latino children would send their children to upscale white people for the summer.
That's a thing?
It's a real thing. Ask Alpo. It's a real thing.
That's wild.
Well, you can't ask Alpo because he's not here no more, but it's a real thing. It happened.
And if anything, I would say probably because just the environment. And because I would assume that they're sending their kids there because they're getting them out of the quote-unquote concrete jungle and out of the city. They wanted to go be in the country because I guess
that's we know what it was for because his mother was very clear about why she sent her son to Fresh Air Camp. We know what it was for. We're not up here. We're not blind to what it is, what it was for. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But that's what it was called, Fresh Air Camp. That's people, wild. Melanated people would send their children, and they didn't send them down south. They sent them further up north.
And that's crazy. I'm like, what? Well, like, even in my situation, my other half of my family from St. Louis, they would send my nieces and not my nieces, my cousins stuff down here to be with us compared to being in the city.
Let me tell you, they sent me down for the summer. So that was my Fresh Air Camp. I didn't want to go because it was lit during the summer times in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go, but I had to. I didn't have no choice. But yeah, it's called, but for those people who are from like, New York City and stuff like that, it's called Fresh Air Camp.
So how did they find these people, or did these people volunteer for this?
These rich, clear people, cause I'm trying to watch my, I'm trying, you'll let me know when I can. No, these rich, clear people volunteer. Oh, we got to help the little black children.
Oh, savior complex. They're trying to be a savior and stuff.
Yeah. They're so down and distraught and downtrodden. We should just give them what we have as clear people. So they volunteered. And then parents who wanted their children out of rough environments, they felt like they was, you see what I'm saying, would send their children to these people's houses. The children would stay the whole summer. And then they would come back when it was time for the school year.
I don't know, because I'm not a parent, but I would be concerned about all kinds of stuff, abuse, racism, indentured servant, or like, if I go visit my kid, why they mopping the floor and stuff? That will bug me.
But they didn't know what was going on because they didn't get to see their kids the whole summer. So they didn't know what was going on until their children came home and told them. So they wouldn't know anyway. Was trying to get their kids out of the hood and send them to somewhere different, you feel me, so they could get a different environment. So it happened in real life. Were these people adopting little melanated children? They absolutely the fuck were. So it's not a, that's why Different Strokes work, because it was really happening. And I'm gonna get to the other show where that gives an example of that. Two white parents and one little black boy. You know what show I'm talking about, but I don't want to talk about it because we have a habit of talking about
it begins with the same thing,
and then we wind up coming back to the same thing. So I'm not gonna say, but you know what show I'm talking about.
Begins with the same letter for Wu-Tang.
Oh, matter of fact, it was three shows like that. Different Strokes, the second one I'm talking about, the two white parents and the little black boy, and there was another one, but I don't know that his parents would adopt it. But let's say Alfonso Rivera was on that show. We'll get to it later. I got you. I got you. Don't think too hard about it, because we got to move on. I got you. Trust me. Y'all know I'll be having y'all when it comes to stuff like this. So next one is Give Me a Break. I know you remember Nell Carter.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Hardworking woman. Her job was a diner, right?
Yeah, no, that was Mel's Diner. I said Nell Carter. She was the black woman who was the housekeeper for a house full of white people. I hated how they did us in the 80s, though, because that was like the substance of how our shows went. She was the black lady, but what I will say about her on this show, she ain't give two fucks.
But that also plays into the stereotype sometimes, though.
It does, but with her, she didn't give no, she ran that house. That was basically her house.
I kept thinking.
With white people in it, huh?
All right. So, not the same lady with the four white girls. I don't know. I think it was like four white girls.
All right. I'm going to give you what she looked like so you can get a visual. She was a thick. Black girl. Wait a minute. She was a thick black lady.
Uh-huh.
Short hair.
Uh-huh.
I used to have her like in a moo-moo type of
and Lil Pug Nose, right?
And then she took care of three white girls and their dad.
Damn, I don't think I remember this show.
Oh my gosh.
What's the one
well, that, let me tell y'all. Old
girl played on from Living Single?
What's and let me say, no, what?
What's called it from Living Single?
No, none of them was in the show. This was pre
all not Living Single, but she played on a kid show when she was younger, and it was about a bunch of women that lived in a house. They were like young women.
Oh, you talking about Kim? No. You talking about And there was no black lady that ran shit in there. You talking about fucking, what's the name of that show?
Is it Growing Pains? Not Growing Pains.
No, it's not Growing Pains. You had all the white girls. You had Joe. You had Kim. Kim is her name. And her mother is famous. And her sister has done work as well. Matter of fact, Kim was on I hate when you give me a brain fart. Janet, JJ, because you get it right for me. Janet, JJ, fucking Florida, James, Evans, the fucking show. You know what show that's I'm talking about.
That's Good Times.
Good Times, there we go.
Yeah, that's Good Times.
Kim's mother played Penny's mother who abused her on Good Times.
Okay. Yes, because Penny was Janet.
And Kim was also on Good Times at one point in time, too.
But
give me a break. Don't have nothing to do with none of them bitches. But I know what show you're talking about, and I can't think of the name of that show right now because I got a brain fart. But it's probably in the bag. No, it's not 227. It's in the bag. I just got a brain fart right now. I'm not gonna go too far because I hate talking about shit, and then we come back to it later. This is why I'm not doing that. I refuse. I still got a whole bag. Listen. I still got a whole bag of shit to go through to make sure that we don't repeat nothing. Okay. So I'm not doing that, okay?
We rock it.
I'm not doing that. I still got shit I got put in the bag. But on Give Me the Break, Nell Carter. So let me give you a background on Nell Carter. Mm-hmm. She has a Hollywood background.
Okay.
She can sing, actually. She was singing the theme song for that show, actually. She was like the housekeeper in the show. She took care of three white girls, and a little white boy came eventually, and she took care of their father. Their father was a cop in the show.
Okay.
It was a good, just what I will recommend to you guys is this. If you've never seen that show, I'm more than certain that on YouTube you can find clips.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't have to do too much.
So it was a good show, though.
Huh?
It was a good show, though.
No, it was a great fucking show. That show stayed on air for many years.
Okay.
It's just everybody wasn't watching it. But I watched it.
I'm like...
I watched it. It was in the 80s. And we ain't had many shows in the 80s for black people.
At the beginning, yeah.
So, because we didn't have many shows in the 80s for black people, you had to pay attention to the ones with black leads.
Okay. And so,
from the 80s, not the 90s, huh?
And this show was centered around her. She wasn't just a support.
Around family. Nell Carter.
Okay, yes. Awesome.
She was in every scene of the fucking show. A few scenes where she wasn't, but this show was centered around her.
Okay, that's dope. I'm going to go back and make sure.
She sung the theme song. Give me a break. Yeah, this show was centered around her.
That's dope then. I will have to go back and check the clip, and I probably I kind of remember this.
Go on YouTube, type in "Give Me a Break." I guarantee you, you'll find it. You know I don't tell no lies on this show. Facts. I don't tell no lies to people, period. But I'm not lying about this.
Facts.
Mama say, Mama Sama Maku. I'm not lying about this. That was my show for a minute.
Okay.
For a minute.
I'm gonna go back and catch the
clip. I gotta meditate on this shit.
This show must have been so solid for you then, because I'm like, I can't remember.
Because you didn't see many black leads in the 80s.
And yeah,
we're talking about the 80s.
And that makes it completely different. Because yeah, I'm like, black leads? No, everybody was always supporting cats. And
not in the 80s. Shit, how? You barely seen them in the 90s.
Nah, I think.
But in the 80s, scarce.
I think in the 90s, we had more.
in the 90s, we had more, but then they was putting us on the back burner. We came on at certain times of night. I'm not You was there. I was there. But give me a break. Oh, matter of fact, I could send it to me real quick so I could share the cover. Send it to me. Wait. Hold on, because I got some assistance in here tonight. Hold on, because he just gave me. Hold on. Got me a little extra assistance tonight. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. Like, I guess you don't got no other choice, but I can't share it. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? Fuck it. With my, I'm going to do this. Hold on. We get Rain. Because I promise you, that show was my shit. And she was a smart ass. She ain't take no shit. She didn't. She didn't.
Oh, so she
Hold on. I'm out there.
I'm stepping my lane vibe.
Yeah. Stay in your lane vibe. Yeah, she gave that. Hold on. I'm about to bring it out real quick. Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you, thanks.
Yeah, she ain't take no shit off of nobody. She ain't play with nobody. Why won't let me do the hold on. I'm trying to figure out, y'all. The internet been weird lately. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, I'm about to play the theme song real quick. Hold on. I'm about to play the theme song real quick. Let me stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. It's about to be, child, it's about to be a session real quick. Hold on. What's going on? I got work. So let's do this real quick because we about to share this real quick. Give me a break theme song. This is my joint too. Hold on. We get ready to play this. Hold on. I got to bring it on screen real quick. Hold on. Come on. Come on. All right. There we go.
Okay. I have seen the show. I don't remember it, though, but I have seen the show.
Look at it. She didn't even look like she played with people like that. All right. I had to get that
show, but I really didn't watch it. I'll be for real. That's why I said when you started saying, I'm like, she had a little pug nose, short hair, like she put rollers in it all the time. But
and she did not play with nobody. Don't play with Nell Carter. Why y'all playing with Nell Carter? Stop playing with her. She sung the song. She did the show, like, stop playing with her. But yeah, that was my show. So those are our four for the evening out the bag. I'm trying to reserve it to four because we got so much more to talk about.
Okay.
And I'm trying not to go over tonight either. Okay. I'm trying to be on my best behavior. But yeah, that was the show. She did not play with nobody. She was a stay in your lane type of bitch. Stay in your fucking lane.
Hey, you big perk.
AU Big Part. She was. That's why I loved her. but that show was, you know, the 80s and the 90s, we had a bunch of good ass fucking shows, huh? You want the bait? Did I get it?
Yeah, it was extremely entertaining. I mean, also, we got to think, what year, right? That was beginning of the 80s when that show came out?
That was like late 80s, mid 80s, early
80s. Late 80s.
Early
early
80s, a lot more. Yeah, it was late 80s, early 90s. Because I remember, I gotta see. Let me see. God dang, I threw it my phone. Yeah, but let me just say this: we had our fill, but we didn't have as much as the clear people had on TV. Mm-hmm. We were just getting by. We couldn't even win Emmys and Tonys like that.
When he was in a subservient role trying to win an Oscar for playing the main supporting actress, Casablanca.
Exactly.
And that's always was a bug out to me. It's like, wait, if this person did all this acting, and we know y'all went for different roles, but it's also the gatekeeper that they had on the industry at the time.
Exactly.
We didn't have a Spike Lee at that moment. We didn't have a King Nobby Wayans and all
shit,
that.
We was trying to break through. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was trying to have our breakthrough moments, but, you know, it's always the powers that be that always stop everything. So that was one of the moments. And I watched the show because I was proud because we did have a Black lead on Cass. But I will say that her Broadway background helped lead her to that.
That makes sense. Cause
you feel me?
Like anything with Black people, if we break in, usually you're going to be multi-talented, multifaceted, and that's the only reason
exactly
you have to do something, unfortunately.
Exactly. Exactly. Home. I'm sorry. I'm hungry. I'm touching.
Oh, well, so to stay on time, did you want to do your shout outs early? Or
I'm about to get to my live notes because but I gotta smack a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm really hungry. All right. We do gotta get to our live notes real quick. Let me eat my french fry real quick. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. I'm hungry.
It's all good. Hit the like button, share, subscribe. Let us know
you here. Don't judge me. Oh, go ahead. What you saying, Doc?
Well, I'm sorry. Let people know you're here. I know Mr. Harold popped through again. We've seen him before. So what's up? Shout out to him.
He right here.
Oh. I didn't see the thing pop up. But I'm like,
right here, you can't see him, but he's the reason why I was like, yeah, we need to pull up. Give me a break. He's right here.
Okay.
And he might try to compete me tonight on the hip hop final exam, but whatever.
What I'm saying. You got competition for real.
You better not beat me tonight. I'm sorry. I'm threatening people. Again, y'all wasn't supposed to see that side. I just like being a champ. That's all.
It's not an easy one. So I'll let you know that right
I'm now. I'm sorry you stay in prison because y'all been in prison for a minute. I don't know what the fuck we did. I'm the only one that didn't get caught. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Harley's free. The Harleys ain't going to be free yet. So they're going
to
be stuck.
I'm trying to break these bitches out.
I might be surprised, though. I might be surprised.
I'm trying to break these bitches out. I don't know what I gotta do. I'm gonna spring these bitches down.
Didn't Harold win before?
Yeah, he won one before. Yeah, a while ago, and he ain't competed since. Oh, so yeah.
You may have to break down the rules. Remember what you said? If crowd,
well, he's right here tonight, so we get ready to see if he could beat me tonight. Even though I don't feel like he should, because I'm trying to break my Harley bitches out.
Mm-hmm. They sing Akon right now. They locked up.
I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
No.
Please. All right. Let me get to my love notes. All right. So love notes. Thank you for anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate y'all. And like I said, by anniversary day, I will turn it down, babes. I will have a name for y'all. I just haven't figured out what I want to call y'all yet because I don't want to call y'all. I don't want to shout y'all out the same way. But love notes. It's time to get to love notes. So love notes. What are love notes? I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. We came to a compromise and now we call it love notes. He also said I used to have a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. I absolutely did not. But I did have a lot of papers with a lot of city states and countries on there. And so I had to condense it down. And now we've gone green, my ninjas. We've gone green. So no more stacks of papers either. But I do have to show my people's love. The love notes goes to the people who download this podcast. They are my listening audience. So let's get it. Let's get it. It's all love. Thanks for all of the love. I love you guys so much. Shout out to my top six: United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you so much. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you guys so much. I do. You guys are extraordinary. And I just needed to know it. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thanks. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you, babies. I love you so much. Oh, I do. I do. I do. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you too. Thanks. Thanks for the love. I appreciate you so much. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, and Sweden. Welcome, Sweden. I love you guys as well. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Sometimes I don't have the words. I just know that I'm grateful that y'all come through and y'all show love like how y'all do. Y'all download on repeat, and it's just what it is. And so thank you. Doc said we are worldwide. Get y'all tapping in for memories of back in the day. Because back in the day, I was a kid. I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Hey, I remember way back when. Oh, sorry. My bad.
That's how I go.
My bad. That was a hint.
Oh. All right.
So it is now time. I'm scared. I'm afraid. Pick up your number two pencils. Mm-hmm. I'm slowing
this down. Take one, pass it down.
Take one, pass it down. You heard Professor Doc. He said we can't look yet. It is time for the final exam. It's time for the final exam, baby. We got to get into this final exam. I'm afraid the year is 1997. Doc said, get your number two pencils. We done passed our bookers down to one another. And we can't look yet, but we are getting prepared. So Doc said the final exam, the year is 19. Well, I said the year is 1997. I don't know why I set myself up for this shit. Can we get a score recap real quick?
Yes. Because it's coming right up.
Crazy shit. Why the fuck do I set myself up? I set myself up for this. Harleys, I love you in advance. I'm sorry if I can't for you tonight. It's not
put money on their books.
I'm putting money on their books. Current score, Doc has 11. Myself, I have 24. Our former co-host, which is still debatable. Still debatable, has 5, but I don't know that he really has 5. Doc gave him a little leniency, and I gave him a little whatever. Our former co-host has 5, and then our audience member, one of the members are sitting in here with me tonight, have 2 wins. So I'm still a champ.
Okay.
The champ is here, bitches. Sorry. Okay. All right, I might not be the champ tonight. Harley's in advance. I'm sorry if I don't spring y'all tonight. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Get the commentary right.
I'm working on it. I'm working. I love y'all. Right. Okay. Are we ready? Final exam. Let's go.
Remember, 1997. That's the year. What was you doing? Where was you at?
1997, I was in the street.
Okay. All right. First,
be honest. But come on, let's go. I know where I was in 97. Baby, I turned it down. I get in trouble for that shit. Okay. Born in Oakland, California, they began their career writing lyrics for their cousin Ice Cube. What? Okay, go ahead. I want to guess. And born in Oakland, and that's their cousin.
But you know, some quick rules that you kind of left out. The more questions you use.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell y'all that part. Yeah. The more questions that I go through, the more Harleys out. This is why I'm trying to spring these bitches. One of these whores, maybe 2 or 3 of them got to stay in jail because I might not. I might not get this right away. But anyway, born in Oakland, California, they began their career writing lyrics for their cousin Ice Cube. In Oakland? Give me number 2. One of you bitches got to stay in jail. Sorry. I love you. I love you, Harleys. But one of you bitches got to stay because I don't know the answer. Huh?
Number 2.
Okay. So he said, I wish my brother George was here. The title of the first album released in 1991. I wish my brother George was here. Oh, you are not playing with me no more. I don't even like how you doing me right now. You trying to keep my bitches in prison forever?
Hey, visiting hours.
Fuck. I wish my brother George was here. The title of their first solo album. Oh, I want to cheat so bad, but I know I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know. All right. Two of you bitches are staying in prison. Give me number three.
Number three.
Man. Two of them bitches are staying in prison so far. No, that's Cleveland. It's not Oakland. No, Uncle Charles. That was Uncle Charles. Future Development is the third album released in 1997 and plus. Future Development is the third studio release in 1997. And who is Ice Cube's cousin? Oh, I don't like what you did right now. Oh, my bitches are staying in prison. Oh, my gosh. Future Development is their third studio release in 1997. That was the album? That was the album?
I'm not sure.
No, that was fucking Outkast.
No, that was just
But the person was born in Oakland, California. And their cousin is Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny.
These are the things you guys pay attention to. So
I'm a dark ass. I'm getting dark ass, man. I gotta figure some shit out.
He said he gotta figure some shit out. And a lot of bitches are still in prison. So, I'm getting ready to say all of the clues so far again, so everybody can be born in Oakland, California. They began their career writing lyrics for their cousin Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. This is Ice Cube's cousin. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is Ice Cube's cousin? I see Oakland. I go to two people automatically, but I don't. This automatically, I go to these two people. I wish my brother George was here. The title of their first solo album released in 1991. The third clue is Future Development is the third studio album released in 1997. Who the fuck is this? All right. Three of my bitches in prison. Maybe the third one might not stay in prison. I mean, the fourth one might not stay in prison. Give me the fourth one.
Fourth one is
all my bitches. I'm trying to free y'all. Doc just is making it impossible. He is a hard warden.
We wearing down the easy ones.
He's a hard warden. The crack, right?
Crack this shit.
All my Harleys is in prison. I can't get them out.
what's going on, real quick, before you read that one? We're actually wearing down the popular artists of those years now. We're getting down to the other artists now. So that's kind of a clue.
I think my bitches is going to be in prison.
I'm locked up. They won't let me
out. I got to put money on it, but they've been in prison for like a few weeks now. I got to put money on these books. I love you, Harleys. I'm sorry. Gorillaz is a group. This artist has collaborated with on some of his albums. Gorillaz. Oh, I got that is my shit too. I love Gorillaz. Okay, never mind. I love them though. Damn. Who the fuck did they collaborate on? The hip hop tip though. I love them. Oh my gosh. I'm about to listen to them when we get off this part. I love them. Listen. Whoa. They had the whole cartoon. I'm going off topic, but they had the whole cartoon thingy going on. Okay, I love them. So you know that I really loved. I love them. Talk about alternative at its core. That was alternative. It was alternative hip hop, alternative rock. It was like, I love them. Who collaborated with them? And who is Ice Cube cousin? I want to say, but I don't want to say. Future Development. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. One more.
It's only one, and all my bitches is in prison.
Locked up. They won't let them out.
Clank, clank. Them bitches is locked up. I'm never going to get them out. They gotta do this bit real quick. Give me number five. All them bitches is in prison. They never coming out for a minute. If I guess, I still get the point, but all my bitches staying in. So that's four. All right, number five.
Number five.
Okay.
Straight away, no delay.
There are 1/3 of the rappers behind the hip hop act. The other two are Dan. I don't know these people. This doesn't make it easy. My bitches is in prison. Dan, the Automator, and Kid Koala. I don't know these people. So I lost all
right. I'm going to get my lick back.
You're going to get your lick back. Oh, he got a target on your fucking head right now. And he.
What?
I don't know either. All my bitches is in prison, and I don't get the point tonight because I don't know who the fuck this group is.
Mr. Harold, you rocking with one.
He put it. He got a hit on you. He going to get his lick back. He all don't right. know you. He just said so, it. Didn't you? I'm lying.
I remember the group.
I don't remember the group.
No, I remember that shit. I went crazy about Ice Cube. Like before I met you. No, I don't have no aunt.
You getting your lick back.
Might not be the day.
Might not be tomorrow. But he gonna get his lick back. That's what he said. Who is so, it, Doc? Go ahead. I done lost my point and all my bitches is in prison.
So this is the answer.
Harley. I'm sorry. No. Listen, I had only one group that I remember with Ice Cube. No, just two. The other ones was the West Coast Connection. Del the Funky. Wait, what? The Funky Jose. What?
The Funky Homo Sapien.
I remember. You know, I quit. The Harleys. I'm gonna free you one of these days, I promise.
You know what I'm
gonna do? One day.
I'm gonna update the score real quick.
Oh, you feeling cocky tonight? You feeling real cocky, ain't you? You smelling yourself.
All right, Joe. You know how I go.
I don't got time for doc shit. I can't. What's wrong here?
You may not win the war, but I'm winning the battle.
You won the war. You won this battle. I'm still fighting.
So there you go. That is the current score. All your Harleys are still locked up.
But you have my score right now. I do not like this shit. I don't like this shit that you had. You got half of me right now. Oh, Harleys, I'm gonna free you one day. I promise you. I'm gonna free you. I promise. I'm working on it, mamas. I am.
Free Harley Quinn's.
Except for don't break the glass and don't push the button. But listen, this is the score right now. Hold on. So Doc has 12, so he's half of me right now. I'm still the champ, though. I'm still the champ. Nobody has beat my score yet, so I'm still the champ. Our former co-host, which is debatable, because really two of them... Five should be mine, but whatever. I was being nice. I'm never doing that again. And then Doc gave him some leniency too. We never doing that again, even no more.
Well, my leniency is when there was
nobody. No, he was the last. He is nobody. He joined up for everybody.
No mercy cat now.
No mercy. It's no holds barred. We not doing that for nobody else. If you do not get it on your own, you see how I got to struggle. And I lose Harley Quinn. My bitch has been in prison for like 3 weeks now.
Damn.
Yeah. No, we not doing that for nobody.
Nice little bid.
Yeah, they doing the bid. Nobody gets leniency anymore. And then our audience member, one of whom is sitting here beside me, two wins thus far. So that's what it is. Doc said, tap in, catch the vibes. Give me a break. Props to Nell Cardi. Nell, give me a break. I'm sorry. And stay in your lane, because that's the vibe. That's probably where I got that from. That's that vibe. Because I watched the shit out of that show. I did. ain't gonna lie. That's where I got it from. I ain't gonna lie, but let me say the things I gotta say real quick. I'm hungry and shit, and I can't be playing with y'all tonight. My bitches is still in prison.
Yep.
My bitches is still, give us free.
Write them letters, send them pictures. Write them letters, send them pictures.
Give us free. Bitches still in prison. All right, let me say the things I gotta say. Join the conversation. You can. Ignore that part where it say ask me to drop the link, because I'll be vetting y'all, and if I can't vet you, you can't be on this show. But you can join the conversation by dropping a comment. You can call in. You can text the numbers 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. I'm not dropping the link. I'm vetting you because it's some weirdos out here. But yeah, big shout out to, what's his name? I forgot his name already. No, that's not his name. The dude from last night. Simon. I forgot this. Simon. Shout out to Simon. But I see you and I watch you and I see what you be doing. he don't be doing the tanker wanker or Peter Weeders, but I see what he be doing. And we don't want to see no Peter Weeders or tanker wanker. So keep it to yourself. You say one penis, you say them all. I don't need to see nobody else's penis. Thank you very much. You want to contact us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, that's our website. That's our email address. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We do. We appreciate them, especially the likes, because if you like it, then I can shout you out. And yeah, it's a whole thing. And we will, like my DJ say, we will be here forever. Stop playing with us. Speaking of my DJ, I do not take requests for music videos. Why? Because every music video that I play on this platform, I have permission to play. Written, visual, audio, whatever. I got permission. I don't play videos without permission. So I'm not doing it. And then I don't take requests as far as the music that we play on. Well, the music that we play on the show, because my DJ works very hard on these mixes. And if I take one request from one person, then I got to take them from all, and I will not. I refuse. I'm not putting that load on him. He works very, very hard on these mixes. Shout out to DJ Root Casey. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Stop playing with him. Don't do him, bro. Join our coffee community so I could just start. I will talk about that later, but join our coffee community so I can cuss when I feel like it and so we can have titillating conversation. That's really what I want to do. I just want to be uncensored. Thank you very much. Thank you. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, we need that. Big shout out to our DJ. I just did my little DJ dance, so I'm not going to do it again, but go DJ. All right. Big shout out to our DJ, Root Casey. He holds it down. We will have a mix for this Friday. And make sure you tune in for Thorough Thursday because we're doing one this week. Yeah, I said the second week. Weekend, we are the second week we are doing it. And let us know how you feel about these mixes. We would like to know how you feel about them for sure. I'm putting this on the screen, but I don't know why I have to, because it's already on the screen when I get rid of all of this stuff, which is you want to donate $A ambitiously entertainment, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Cash at me. Rock, where's my tacos? It's Taco Tuesday. I'm going to say that to him because he knows exactly who I'm talking to. Where's my tacos? But other than that, yeah. I can't believe I didn't free these bitches yet, Doc. They still in prison.
What's the next year?
I'm working on it, Harleys. I love you guys. I'm working on it.
What's the next year? They doing a hard time now.
They do a real hard time. I don't know what is going on. So it's time for me to say the thing. Well, before I get to that, let me say to you, Doc, I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
You are extraordinary, and I like how you hold it down for this thing of ours, and I appreciate you. And I need to tell you this all the time. I don't know why I need to tell you this all the time, but I do need to tell you this all the time.
What you need to tell me is what's the next year you're picking.
Oh, I don't know, because I'm scared.
I will tell you this. What? Anything around 1995 to like 1998-ish, you've pretty much exhausted.
I've covered it. You would know. No, we're going to the 2000. We're going to go 2004.
2004? All right.
2004. I don't know why I chose that, but I want to. I've done a lot in the 90s.
The skim top of hip hop, you pretty much get all of them. I've knocked them out.
I know, and this is why my bitches is in prison now, because I did everything. All right, anyway. 2004. Stay, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on Media Mondays where I tell people's business. I don't know how on the tap end I still manage to tell people's business low-key, but I do sometimes. I don't do it intentionally. I'm sorry. And tune in tomorrow night as we go through these cases, because if you are a piece of scum, we are telling your business. You better not have a court case, because I'm reading it, bitches. I'm sorry. I am, though. So I definitely tell people's business on the wiretap. But other than that, mind your business. It's the safest way to live your life. Mind your business. Come here. And I will tell everybody's business because I'm nosy. It is what it is. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are what? The greatest of all time. The GOAT. They need that encouragement. It is your job as a fucking parent to tell them that shit. Don't be a piece of shit parent. Tell your, encourage your babies. You know why? Because that makes them greater human beings. To know that somebody has their back the way they need somebody to have their back, it encourages them to be better people. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary. I think I covered everything at NASA. Whatever the hell else they do at NASA, the space. I got to take a picture of this daggone telescope. I keep forgetting. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because I know they got them over there too. The point is, tell them to be the best at whatever it is. And by the way, NASCAR got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love muscle cars. And this girl will forever love muscle cars. So me and NASCAR is cool. We cool. Now, the important things, what I really need to tell you. You ready? Stay in your fucking lane. Stay in your lane, because my lane and your lane is not the same lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. And when you jump into my lane, you're going to get this bitch and you don't want her. Leave that bitch where the fuck she is. I keep telling y'all that. Leave her in the pride, eating her gazelle, feeding her cub. Don't fucking break the glass and push the button. Because you do that, then the cage opens and all the Harleys be free. Even though they're not free right now. Just leave that bitch where she at. You want her. You don't want that first one. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. And especially her. Hey, you big fucking purr. Hey, you big purr, bitches. You want them too. You don't want the first one. I'm trying to tell you. You don't want her. Because what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane. Which segues to my next point. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. It's not. You gotta fuck the battle. Worry about the war. Worry about the war. Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took, and I'm going to stop it there. Y'all know I'll be going. I'll be wanting to go a step further, but I can't. Copyright infringement. We don't want those problems. But they told you, and when they quoted those words, they were young men. So they were very intelligent for their time. Stop playing with them. But don't worry about the battle. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. I'm trying to win the war, bitch. Fuck this battle shit. I'm just saying. And listen to Mobb Deep. J. Cole did. And y'all keep picking on that man because he gracefully bowed out. He knew that wasn't his battle. Stop playing with him. But last but not least, be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you who the fuck you're supposed to be, when the fuck you're supposed to be there, how you're supposed to eat, how you're supposed to carry it, how you're supposed to talk, what you're supposed to do. You come in this world by yourself. Even if you are a twin, y'all come in separate times. And when y'all die, guess what? You're going to die alone, bitch. So fuck everybody and what they feel like you're supposed to be doing. Be you. Find your own identity and walk with it. Lizzo listened. She did, didn't she? Die? She listened. She listened to me. I be giving out solid advice. Some of y'all just don't listen. Anyway, but at the end of the day, be who the fuck you are and don't let nobody deter you from that. Doc, once again, I appreciate you so much.
As always, Kat, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate being here. Make it cool.
Yeah. You're going to come back tomorrow night. We act like you're going somewhere.
I know, but...
We got court cases to get into. What?
Yeah.
We got to get into these piece of shit. These depraved. What's the other ones?
Sinister.
Sinister. These are vocabulary words. Learn them. Depraved, sinister. And there was one other one. I can't think of it right now. I have it back by tomorrow. Okay.
Depraved and sinister.
Yeah, depraved and sinister we got on the list, though. But we got to get out of here. We love you guys. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the wiretap while we dig in some souls, because it's time. And we got to be out. We love y'all. Bye. We got to get out of here. We love you. Bye.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.